has to do with sports. The Locker Room has it. Stop in today. The Locker Room, Highway 62 East in Mountain Home.
When your health or the health of your loved one is on the line, patient safety is priority one. At Baxter Regional Medical Center, we're proud to be the only hospital in Arkansas to achieve Health Grade's Patient Safety Excellence Award in 2017 and 16. We're also the only hospital in Arkansas to be named among the top 5% in the nation for patient safety 2 years in a row. It's the small things that matter the most. Baxter Regional, big city healthcare with a hometown touch.
Well, Hall gets the ball to start this second half as they'll move right to left. Both teams going back with their original starting lineups. Here is Coleman into the front court. Dribbles to the left wing. Throws it up top to Cooper. Over on the right side now, it goes to Johnson. Up top to Smith. Over to Coleman on the right side. Looks like Mountain Home is in a 2-3 zone to start this second half. Ball goes over to Johnson on the right wing. Back up top to Coleman. Over to Smith on the left side. He's going to try an alley-oop. It went off the backboard, and Hall's able to get the ball back. Here is Johnson with the ball in the right corner. Finds Cooper in the paint. He puts the shot block, gets the ball back. He can't get the ball to go. Another offensive rebound for Johnson. He puts it up over Waymire. Looked like it was a clean block, but I guess officials had a little too much body. And so that foul is going to be on David Waymire, his third personal foul. Team foul number one here in the second half against the Bombers. So Greg Johnson back to the free throw line, where so far he is 2 of 2 with 8 points. We are 45 seconds into the second half. First free throw for Johnson is up and in. So Johnson with one more opportunity to increase Hall's lead back to 3. Johnson's second free throw is up and good. He gets both. He's now 4-4 from the free throw line. Hunter Bashir is going to check into the game for Mountain Home, replacing David Waymire, who again just picked up his third foul. 24-21, Warriors leading it. 7:15 left in the third quarter. Ben takes the inbound pass, brings it into the front court. Ball goes over to Bashir's on the left wing. Finds Cruz up at the top. Back over to Bashir's on the left side. Gives it to Peters in the corner. Peters drills out to the wing, takes the screen from Dicci, throws it up top to Cruz. Cruz drills to the right wing, now going into lane, now kicks up top to Dicci. He's going to try for the three-pointer, in and out, no good, and the rebound is controlled by Coleman, and back come the Warriors. Here is Johnson quickly throwing it to Smith on the right wing, his three-pointer, no good, and looks like a foul is going to be called on the rebound on Kevon Cooper. That is his third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Warriors here in the second half. 6:41 left in the third quarter. It is a 24-21 Hall lead over Mountain Home. Peters takes the inbound pass. Full court man-to-man for the Warriors. Peters almost lost the handle of the ball but gets it back. Now picks up the dribble, gets into the front court to Benton. Benton has it up at the top. Now dribbles towards the left side. Finds Peters there on the wing. Has the ball knocked away, stolen by Hall. Here is Smith going back to the way, and no, they're going to say the foul was on the floor before the basket. It was quite acrobatic with a looking shot, but they're not going to count it. Peters picks up his second personal foul, team foul number two, here in the second half against the Bombers. Kevon Cooper's going to check out of the game, replaced by Michael Peterson. 6:21 left in the third quarter. Hall with the ball leading 24-21. Johnson takes the inbound pass on the low block. He puts it up off the glass and in. Greg Johnson now with 12 points. 26-21 is a two-possession lead for the Warriors. Peters into the front court. Drills to the left side. Gives it there on the wing to Bashir. Back to Peters in the corner. Peters is going to dribble towards the lane and got a little too close to the baseline. 14th turnover against Mountain Home. 5:59 left in the first half, in the third quarter, that is. Hall gets the ball back, leading 26-21. Ball goes into the front court to Peterson. He has on the left wing. Gives it to Johnson in the corner. And he shuffles his feet, trying to fake out his man, and he's going to turn it over with 5:45 left in the third quarter. Baylor Castilius is going to check out of the game, replaced by Colton Peters. 5:45 left in the third quarter. It is a 5-point Hall lead. 26-21 is the score. Ben takes the inbound pass from Castilius. We'll bring it into the front court. Another full court man-to-man defense for Hall. Peters has it between the circles. Ben has it between the circles. Drills to the right wing. Now it goes to the corner. Trying to figure out where to go. Then finds Cruz on the low block. He puts up the shot. Shot was blocked, but Dietsche gets the ball. He puts the layup up off the glass and in. Dietsche in perfect position to get that ball and go in for the layup. He now has 4 points. It's back to a one-possession game. Hall leading 26-23 with 5:17 left in the third quarter. John Coleman throws over on the right side to Peters. Peterson, that is. Now gives it to Madison. Over to Smith. Up top now to Johnson. Johnson going into the lane for the layup. It rolls around. Will not go. And the rebound is controlled by Luke Cruz. Less than 5 minutes left to play in the third quarter. Benton takes the... Oh, man. They're going to call Benton for backcourt. I thought he had gotten back into the backcourt before he touched the ball, but they're going to say no. He touched it and then went to the backcourt. So that's the 15th turnover against Mountain Home. Here's Coleman back the other way, going into the lane for the layup. His shot won't go, but he draws contact and will head to the free throw line. Talon Benton picks up his first personal foul. And team foul number 3 against Mountain Home here in the second half. And now the Bombers are going to take a timeout. We'll take it with them. 4:47 left to play in the third quarter. It is Hall up 26-23. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Bomber fans, when you need quality printing, promotional items, signs, banners, awards, plaques, and more, contact the experts at ABC Printing and Imogen Things for slam dunk service. They'll even deliver your order to you. For over 45 years, the Fratizzi family at ABC Printing and Imogen Things have been supporting the Bombers. Rocky and Susan would like to say thank you, Mountain Home, and wish the Bombers a successful season. Call ABC Printing and Imogen Things, 425-2610.
Now, Mountain Home takes their second time out of the game with 4:47 left in the third quarter. Right now, it is a 3-point lead, a Hall up 26-23, but they've got free throws coming up as Jonathan Cooper hits to the free throw line for the first time today. He has 2 points so far this afternoon. First shot for Coleman is up and in. Hall has not missed from this free throw line as a team as of yet. Coleman's second shot, good. He has both. He now has 4 points. And it is back to a 5-point lead for Hall, 28-23 our score. Ben takes the inbound pass. Another full court man-to-man for the Warriors. Ben across the timeline has the ball on the left wing. Going down into the lane. Now kicks out to Gracilius at the elbow. He drills up toward the top. Gives it back to Ben on the right wing. Ben trying to decide where to go with it. Now takes a screen from Deachin, but waited too late. He's called for 5 seconds. He had led his defender right there on him. And so another turnover against Mountain Home. 16th of the day against the Bombers. 4:26 left. Hall gets the ball back, leading by 5. Smith across the timeline for the Warriors. Now goes back between the circles. Now going into the lane, toward the lane, and he's going to be called for the travel. Ninth turnover against the Warriors. 4:13 left play in the third quarter. Mountain Home gets the ball back, trailing 28-23. Gracilius will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. And now what's going to be the call? It looks like a little too much, must have been too much pushing and shoving, because the official's going to get the teams together to, I guess, pretty much tell them to knock it off. So as soon as they're done talking, we'll inbound it once again. So here we go. 4:13 left in the third quarter. Gracilius will inbound it. He gets into Benton. Now throws it back to Gracilius. Over to Bashir's in the front court. Cross court to Ben. He has it on the right wing. Gives it to Cruz in the paint. His layup, no good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it back up off the glass. That will not go either, but he draws the foul and will head to the charity stripe. Greg Johnson picks up his third personal foul. Team foul number 2 here in the second half against the Warriors. So Luke Cruz at the free throw line for the first time today. He has yet to score in this game. 3:57 left in the third quarter. Cruz's first free throw is up and in. Luke Dibble's going to check into the ball game for the first time for Mount. I'm sorry, actually for the second time for Mount Tom, replacing Baylor Cresilius. Dibble, a 6'1" junior. Cruz's second free throw is up, and he gets both, and it's back to a one-possession game. Mastodon trails Hall 28-25 with 3:57 left in the third quarter. Here is Coleman into the front court for the Warriors. Throws it up top to Johnson. Picks up his dribble. Now throws it back over to Coleman on the left side. Once again, goes to Johnson up top. Johnson's going into the lane. He's going to put up the jumper. His basket counts, and he is fouled. Luke Cruz picks up his third personal foul, team foul number four, against Mount Sonoma here in the second half. And so it will be an and-one situation for Greg Johnson, as he now has 14 points. And make it 15 as he hits the free throw. And now Hall's going to take a timeout. We'll take it with him. 3:38, let's play in the third quarter. It is Hall leading Mount Sonoma 31-25. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
People often say, have a good day, but if you're living with pain from an accident, a fall, or sports injury, chronic issues like carpal tunnel, or maybe just those weekend warrior aging things, it might not be that good. Knox Orthopedics will help you get the good back so you can enjoy life's adventures. Offering complete diagnostic testing to clearly define the problem and appropriate procedures from surgery to rehab, they'll take you off the disabled list. Knox Orthopedics, orthopedic excellence since 1983.
Well, Mount Tom will inbound it with 3:38 left in the third quarter as they trail Little Rock Hall. Ship State 31-25. For some reason, they took two points off the scoreboard. I'm not sure why. Okay, now they put it back up. So I think now we're ready to get back underway. So Dibble will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline in the backcourt. And takes the ball from the official. He gets into Benton. Full court man once again for Hall. Benton gets it across the timeline. Now they're going to cheat and try to do a double team. Benton throws to Cruz. Tries to give it to Dici in the paint. Ball is knocked away, but Dici is able to get on the low block. Puts the shot up off the glass. It rolls around and goes in. Garrett Dici now with 6 points. 31-27, Hall leading it. Back come the Warriors. Peterson with the ball. Now he throws to Coleman up top to Johnson. Johnson looking to go toward the lane. Going up for the layup, off the glass and in. Greg Johnson now with 17 points. Back to a 6-point lead for the Warriors. 33-27 our score. 3 minutes left in the third quarter. Benton throws it to Cruz. It gets across the timeline. Cruz going towards the lane. Now kicks out to Dici in the right corner. His 3-pointer is up and in. Garrett Dici now with 9 points, and that makes a one-possession game once again. 33-30, Hall leading it, 2:43 left in the third quarter. Coleman across the timeline, throws over on the left wing to Johnson. Johnson gives it back to Coleman. He's going to try for the three. That one will not go, and a foul's going to be called on the rebound against Michael Peterson. He is not happy about that call at all. That is Peterson's second personal foul, team foul number three. Here in the second half against the Warriors. 2.5 minutes left in the third quarter. Now Tom gets the ball back, trailing by three. 33-30 is the score. Beshears throws it to Dibble. Now over to Benton. They still got to get it across the timeline. And they finally do to Beshears on the left wing. Up top to Cruz. He's going to try for the jumper at the free throw line. Good! Luke Cruz now with 4 points. And it is a one-point game. 33-32, Hall leading it. 2:10 left in the third quarter. Coleman across the timeline, throws over to Madison on the elbow, over to Peterson on the right wing. gets it to Johnson just outside the lane. He looks to make the move on Dibble, and he's going to put up the layup, and it goes in. And now Hall's going to take a timeout, and we'll take it with him. 1:48 left to play in the third quarter. It is Hall leading Mountain Home 35-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Meet the man behind the lyrics of hit songs from yesterday, today, and tomorrow. Bobby Tomberlin, Nashville hit singer and songwriter, will perform in the Ed Coulter Performing Arts Center at The Shed Tuesday, February 20th at 6 p.m. Bobby co-wrote the number one country and top five AC single, One More Day, recorded by Diamond Rio. Bobby has also co-written songs recorded by Barbara Streisand, Blake Shelton, Willie Nelson, and more. Don't miss Bobby Tomberlin Tuesday evening, February 20th at The Shed. Admission is free, no tickets required.
Well, that layup by Greg Johnson gave him 19 points on the day. 1:48 left to play in the third quarter. Mounts Home will inbound it, trailing Hall 35-32. The Shears will inbound it to Benton, the full court man once again for the Warriors. They may cheat off that and try the double team. Benton does get it across the timeline, dribbles towards the left side, and he's going to be fouled, dribbling towards the paint, shot well before the layup. Jonathan Coleman picks up his first personal foul, team foul number four against Hall here in the second half. 1:39 left in the third quarter as Bashir's inbounds it to Benton in the left corner. Benton's going into the lane for the layup, and they're going to call him for travel before he can get the shot off. That is the 17th turnover against Mountain Home. 1:34 left in the third quarter. Checking into the game for Hall is Montavious Dismuke. I don't think Hall got their man to the bench before they inbounded. That's supposed to be a technical foul. Their officials are going to talk about it to make sure. The officials are talking about we're on the far, toward the far sideline, right in front of the scorer's table. They're going to say he got off the court in time. It's going to stay Hall's basketball with 1:34 left to play in the third quarter. Josh Fulcher is talking with the officials. I don't think he is at all happy about this. Well, that's going to be it. They're going to give it a ball to Little Rock Hall with 1:34 left as Dave Waymire is going to check in, replacing Luke Cruz. And Waymire will have to be careful right now. He's got three fouls, and there's still over a full quarter left to play in this game. Coleman across the timeline as up at the top. 35-32, Warriors leading it. All right, he's just dribbling right now. It looks like they're going to let some time run off, and they're going to hold. They may hold for the last shot of the period. So we reach 1 minute now left of the quarter. Colvin's still just dribbling out there. No one goes out there on him, so he can continue to dribble and dribble as much of this clock out right now as he wants. 40 seconds left. Colvin's still dribbling out there. He has not stopped. 30 seconds left. And we're down to 25. 20 seconds. Coleman still dribbling. 15 seconds left. Now we reach 10 seconds. They're going to start making a move. Ball goes down into the corner now to Johnson. Johnson's going down into the lane for the try to get the dunk. He can't get to go, but Shears gets the rebound. 3 seconds, throws it to Deechee. He loses the handle of the ball. And that's the way this third quarter is going to come to an end. Are they going to call a foul, offensive foul, before the end of the quarter? Because it looked like someone may have committed a charge. The officials, I think, are going to get together and talk about it. and try to figure it out. I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take a break, and I'll let you know what happens. After the end of the third quarter, it is Hall leading Mount Tom 35-32. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Integrity First Bank was founded locally, right here in Mountain Home in 1963. For over half a century, we've been invested in our local economy, helping local families and small businesses just like you realize your dreams and goals. I'm Scott Copeland. At Integrity First Bank, we pride ourselves on only being as big as you need us to be. We invite you to come by and visit us at any of our five Twin Lakes locations, Mountain Home, Gasfield,